Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais avec Véronica.
Hello, welcome to Hicksville. Well, my cultural observation this week comes to you from the frozen north, or not quite as freezing as it used to be, unfortunately. The island of Iceland, home to geysers, glaciers, and cute-looking horses. To you and me, they look more like ponies, but to the Icelanders, they are definitely horses. After the financial crash of 2008, the clever islanders had to think of a new revenue stream, and tourism seemed the obvious route. Three things of the many I didn't know about the country was that they have a museum in Reykjavik dedicated to the male reproductive organ. Everything from a squirrel to a moose to an aptly named sperm whale. All very scientific and a store of fascinating information, especially the mating habits of a zebra, for example. With a few cartoons to make you smile and the odd artistic installation, and a fruit tart available at the museum cafe in the shape of, well, I'll leave that to your imagination. Secondly, it turns out that Iceland is not entirely peopled by tall, blonde Viking types. On the contrary, many of the 300,000 people, all sons and daughters of someone, are short and dark-haired. Well, apparently someone finally decided to look into this anomaly, and the government, which boasts the oldest parliament in the world, decided to analyse everyone's DNA. Imagine that being allowed to happen in the UK or France. And lo and behold, they found that almost 50% of them are Celtic because of all the Irish and Welsh largely female slaves the Vikings brought over with them when they discovered the island centuries ago. Thirdly, I turn to the Northern Lights, that elusive celestial occurrence that, like spotting a leopard on safari, is definitely not a given. But if you do see them, they're not what you would expect. In magazines, we're shown bright green swirls of light, but actually, to the naked eye, what you see are silent, unearthly, and very, very pale green patches of light hovering in the dark sky. And it's only when you look through your camera lens that you see that luminous WhatsApp green. The fourth thing about Iceland, which I did know about, is that the ice is melting. And yes, it is there for all to see. Glaciers are receding, even though Iceland itself feels as cold could be. I also paid a visit to Eyjafjallajökull, the ash cloud volcano. Do you remember where you were when it erupted back in 2010? For some of the world, it was a week of excitement, for others, inconvenience. But for the islanders, it brought weeks of darkness, with all the ash swirling around in the air. But still, nobody would think of living anywhere else. So this brings me back to France, and may I point you in the direction of the Abbaye de Flaron at Valence-sur-Baïse for the current exhibition, in case you haven't seen it, simply called Islande. Black and white photographs by Christopher Taylor of that extraordinary topography. Otherwise, in our chosen corner of paradise, there are signs that cultural events are beginning to happen. This Thursday at the Théâtre de Cannes in Condom, you can go and wallow in the music of Puccini. At 8:30, La Compagnie François Maudit is bringing us Madame Butterfly. François Maudit was a dancer with the Maurice Béjart Ballet, and he has choreographed the show. This Saturday on the 2nd, Stabat Mater by P.D. Pergolesi will be sung in the Church of Saint-Esprit in Lectour by the Chanteurs des Ateliers Amateurs and the female choir of Irva. Musical direction is by Corinne Fructus, herself a wonderful soprano, and the organ is played by Ganola Boutin. It starts at 6:30 and entrance is free, though a contribution is always welcome. Next week there are two exciting musical events. But now, with my cuddly Icelandic puffin toy by my side, it's Yaya Yao. Till next time.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais www.dfm930.com.